This time of the year, a lot of people are declaring which yeshiva to go to. At Tzibur, it's more winter's month. And so now a lot of people are declaring which yeshiva to go to. Here, yeshiva, some people are declaring the shaila which next month, next year. This parasha, parasha of Bilam, be'etzim can be ma'ira as very strongly how to make the choice. The Mishnah in Ovis, Perig Hei, Mishnah Chof Beis. Kol mi sheyesh bo shloisha dvarim alalu umitamidov shel Avraham Avinu. Ushloisha dvarim acherim umitamidov shel Bilam Harasha. Chazal, interessant and musik, divided the world to two yeshivas. Avraham Avinu's yeshiva and Bilam's yeshiva. And the faher to get into each yeshiva, there are three parts to the faher. Kol mi sheyesh lo mishloisha dvarim halalu, mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu. Shloisha dvarim acherim, mitalmidov shel Bilam Harasha. Be'etzim, what the Chazal, what the Mishnah want? What's the be'etzim telling us? Tell us certain hanhogas are hanhoga ru'uyas and hanhogas are hanhoga she'ena ru'uyas. What's this, this way of kiyo splitting up? You got these three hanhogas, that makes you meet Talmid of Shel Avraham. These three hanhogas, Talmid of Shel Bilam Harasha. And it's mamish how Chazal are going with it. You know, the hemshich of the Mishnah, ma bein talmidov shel Avraham Avinu le talmidov shel Bilam Harasha. Because you have to decide which yeshiva you want to be in. There are only two yeshivas. There's only two, maybe it's not yeshivas, so it's chassidiyos, it's mahalchim. You could be a Talmid of Avraham Avinu, you could be a Talmid of Bilam Harasha. They don't give us a choice to be a Talmid of anyone else. Umal bein Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu, Talmid of Shel Bilam Harasha. Is the choir of what's the what's the Mishnah coming to be Mechadish? So let's learn the Mishnah. And we'll see. Interesting that Chazal HaKadoshim saw to put Avram connected Bilam, or Bilam connected Avram. And you see that come upon him in the parasha. Bilam gets up, he has the hetzer to go, gavaldik. Vayokom Bilam baboike, vayachbo shesasoinoi. So after Rashi, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rosho, kva kodmoch Avram avihem, shenema vayashkem Avram baboike, vayachbo shesachamoiroi. It's telling two Bilams being chovish is chamoyroi. So Rashi mikan shasin of a kalkelis is ashura shechov ashu ba'atzmoi. He saddles the chamor himself as a pellet. He's a choshev a mensch. He had servants. afterwards, he talks about the servant Shnei Na'arav Imai. He had servants, but he did it himself. Vaisnois from the Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kvar Kodmach Avraham Avinu or Avihem, he was trying to be Mavadal. It was a Stam. This Rizus that he had was trying to be Mavadal Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was Ha'avo Mikalkelis Ashura. Agav's interesting little diuk. By Bilam, by Yochum, Bilam by Boike, by Achlech is Asoyne, and by Avraham Shneid, by Yashke. What time did Bilam get up? What time did Avraham Avinu get up? No. Depends which yeshiva you're in. I'll call upon him. Then he tells when he comes, he tells the Balak, Beneili Bozer Shiva Mizbechois. 7 Mizbechois. Shiva Mizbechois, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, Vayikar Elokim El Bilam Vayom Elok, Shiva Sa Mizbechois Arachti, Val Pov Ail Ba Mizbeach. So Dr. Rashi, Shiva Mizbechois Ein Ksiv Kan, Elo Shiva Sa Mizbechois. What's the difference between Shiva and Shivas? Shivas is a set of 7. Shiva means 7 Mizbechois. 7 Mizbechois. But he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Shivas HaMizbechois. Shivas HaMizbechois. The set of 7 Mizbechois. She's talking about something very specific. Omer Levono, Avaseim Shaleilu, Bonu Levonecho, Shiva Mizbechois, Vani Arachti, Keneged Kulam. To try to be Mabapu over here is not only Avram. Avram is over Yaakov. Something very deep over here. Now I'll call upon him. Bilam versus Avram. So how do you get into the yeshiva of Avram? Shlosha Dvarim. What are the Shlosha Dvarim? Tamidom shel Avram Avinu, Ayin Toiva, Ruach Nemucha, V'Nefesh Shvala. Ayin Toiva, Mefarshim explained, is Nediva, slave. Because there's Ayin Toiva on people, he wants people to be successful, he wants people to have things, he's happy that people have. The Pasuk says, Toiv Ayin Hu Yevoirach, Ki Nosa Milachmai Latol. Toiv Ayin, versus Toiv Ayin, gets a bracha min Hashamayim. That's the Pashtus, Hu Yevoirach. Ki Nosa Milachmai Latol. He gives away. The Toiv Ayin looks at people in a very positive way, wants people to have. So he gives. Chazal Darshan for that pasuk Toiv Ayin Hu Yevorech. The Baal HaBos has the first chiyuv to say Birchas HaMazon because he's Toiv Ayin, because he gives the Orchim food. Is Ayin Ra, Ayin Toiv Ra is Chesed. Beruach Nemucha is Anivus. The nefesh shvala, the mefarshim explains, to machloik is exactly each one. The mefarshim explains nefesh shvala is istapkus, is mistapik, mimashi yeshloi. The yeshiva of Bilam, ayin ra, Bilam and ayin hara wanted to be. Be machnis ayin horin klal Yisrael to be mechaser And when a person has eye in horror on what he sees, then he wants to take. Ruach Gevoya, he's Gaiva. Or Nefesh Rechava, is Taiva, wants money. Rashi says, when he said to the first set of Shlichim, Ki me'ein Hashem lisiti la'aloch imochem. So Rashi, Elohim sorim gedoilim miken, l'manu sheruach gevoya, v'leirotza legale shub yeshus Hashem okem. Ela beloshen gasus. Gasus or ruach, gaiva. I can't go with such a, he needs to send me more mechubadika. Sorry. Then when he came to the second set, they told, and he gave the message from Balak, Kabed achabed chomoid. He says, Im yiten li Balak, meloi besoi kesev azov, Zokter Ashi, Lomandu shenafshu rechova, Umechamed momen acheri. The Baltaiva. Be'etzim, the Mavura here, Lichoira, Ayin Ra, Ruach Gavoya, Nefesh Rechova, is Keneged, these three in Yonim, is Keneged, Akinov, Ataiva, Ve'akovit. We saw 2 weeks ago, the Gaon, is the Pirush Agro in Ovis is Mekoiris for everything that there is in Ovis. So by Kovet is Motzi Misadam in Oilam, he brings from Koirach. Then he says, the Kulam Babilam, Hakina, Vataiba, Vakovet, they're all here. Ayin Ra brings the Kina. Can't be Soibel, the Yena has something. Can't be soil then. Wants to take it away. Kovid, Ruach Gavoya. And Taiva. There's Taiva, there's Taiva's Noshim, there's Taiva's Momin, Nefesh Rechava. He wants Momin, he wants other people's money. Wants more and more money. Not the Nekudis Kino exactly. Here, you're saying it's Keneged Taiva. The Pasuk says, Lo sis ave es eishes reyecho, Lo sis ave es beis reyecho. Taiva's nogea to wanting things which you don't have, wanting more and more and more. There's Taiva's noshin, there's Taiva's momen, wanting. Unkenegdo, the opposite. Ayin toivo. Is the lehepach of kino, is giving. With the hepech of kovet is ruach nemucha. Avraham Avinu said, "Anoichi afa va'efer." With the hepech of taiva is istapkes. Avraham Avinu wouldn't take anything from even what was magiatim. The Melech Sodom said, "Take everything." No, misroichat. Michut at Sroich now, nothing. Cholila. That's his status. Is a king of a type of a covenant. Might see this other in oil. On the other hand, the Lehepis is Avraham Avinu's yeshiva. Ayin Toiva. Anivus. Ruach Nebucha. Nefesh Shvala. His status. Two Malchim. In Derech Chaim, the Maral must be a Meridik in Yonim there. Very deep in Yonim. But I'll be darker and get darker. I don't really understand what the Maral is saying, but it's Ma'oirer, a Machshove, to say Moshit Chi Pshat. He says we find another contrast between Avram and Bilam. Stay by the Akedah. Vayashkim Avram Baboike, Vayachvish is Chamoiroi, Vayikach Eshnei Naorov Itoi. Vayikach Eshnei Naorov Itoi. And by Bilam, when he went, we find Hu Roiche Valasoinoi, Ushnei Naorov Imoi. What's the difference? Itoi Vimoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not exactly the Maral. Maral, part of this, the Maral over there is very, very, very schwer. I'll darker. We find when Bilam asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu the second time, can he go with them? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayobo Elohim el Bilam, Lailo, Vayom Eloi, Im likroi lecho bo anoshim, kum leich ito. Vachza, dov asher dov elecho, eisu sase. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a heter. It's interesting, not our sugya, something to think about in the next few days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in the first dream, you can't go. Why did he think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would change his mind? Well, Lichoira changed his mind. Why did he think, well, what was the point? He got very clearly in the first dream. Interessant to Shaila. Levaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, Roshuz Kum Leich Ito. Vayokom Bilum Vaboike, Vayachvash Esasoinu, Vayelichim Sorry Moyo. He had a heter. Vayichar Af Elokim Ki Hoylechu. What? Bereshav as a tiger. Why? Vayitzatzei Malach Hashem, Vaderech Masotnoi, Vuhu Roiche, Valasoinoi, Vushnei Nor of Imla. What was it? As the God says, in Medayik, he had a heter, Kum Leich Itom. And a Maisa, he was Hoylech Imam. The heter was the Hoylech Ito. And in the end, the Malach came to him. And the Malach almost kills him. And then Bilam knows this little trick. But how did you get out of Oymish Bin Hashamayim? Epis, a vidui. Get out the oynish. Zogte, vayom Bilam el Malach Hashem, chotasi, ki lo yodati, ki ato nitzov mikrosi, vadorech. Ah, as a tzadik. Chotasi, vidui. Vato, im ra beinecho, oshuvali. One second. What's im ra beinecho? You said chotasi. Chotasi is an aveir. Chotasi is it's ra beinecho. What's im ra beinecho? It's yen avidui. What's the Malach say? Vayim em Malach Hashem im milam leich im anoshim. Leich im anoshim. Dr. Rashi. Ki chelkecho imam vesoivcho le'ovid min ha'olam. Teretz is, Dr. Gon, S is tofel. When someone goes S, there's an ikur and a tofel. Im is shove mamish. The Eibishter gave him a heter laleche leich ito. You can't go for the same plan. They want you to be mekalem. I mean, if you're going to get some money and you won't have to be mekalel them, then they'll give you a heter leich ito. And what happened? He went imam, went together with them. He wants to be mekalel. Oh, vayichar af Hashem. I never gave you a heter leich imam, leich itom. When the malach comes to stop him, malach shel rachamim, and he says, Imra meinecho, nu shoshoin leich imam. And what's leich imam? Soivcha imam. You think you'll be the same as them, soivcha le'ovim. With his two na'arim, shteit u'shnei na'arav imay. Hu roichev al asoine u'shnei na'arav imay. Avraham Avinu, shteit Avraham Avinu was roichev al achamar. He was roichev al asoine. And vayikach shnei na'arav itoy. Chamor and Osoin. Shnei na'arav itoy Avraham. Shnei na'arav imay bilo. What's the difference between the chamor and the osoy? Loshen zocha and the keva. Avraham Avinu was roichev al chamor. The chamor is loshen chomrius. Avraham Avinu was in control of the chamor. A zocha can connect to a zocha. I'll call upon him not be'etzim. The people don't think they can, but they can't. Be'etzim. No real connection. So he was roichev al chamor. Ushneina Arav, Zogda Maral, there is a mensch made up of three chalokim. Seichel, perhaps in our Loshen we would say the neshama, the seichel, his ruach, and his nefesh. His guf, the nefesh is the shituf of the guf, his ruach achius and his seichel. Avram is a seichel, and he's roichev al chamor. Ushnei na'arav, the ruach and the guf were itoy. What imoy? They were itoy because he was roichev al chamor. Avram, he was called Avram because Avram, when he was shoylet after bris mila on all ramach evarav. Then he was called Avram. He was Shoylet al HaChamor. Ramach is a gematria Chamor. The Choymer, the Ramach Evorim, all the guf. He's Shoylet on his whole guf. It's a whole different thing. Bilam was Roichev al HaSoinoi. And the Kevo, they connected. Kuyodua Oho, they connected. That was his whole life about connecting with his Osoin. He wasn't roichev al chamor. He became part of the choymer. Became one basa echad with his osoy. He, the mensch sheba, the seichel sheba, Bilam, was yoreid to become one big fresa, one big baltaiva, one big goof. And shnei ne'orav, so the two koiches, the koyach haruach and the koyach haguf, were imoy. He was yoyri to become mamash one with them. Mesilas Yeshoim tells us, Perik Aleph, famous Mesilas Yeshoim, in Tami Goyd Ba'inyan Tirek, he oilam nivra l'shimash ha'adam. The physical world, the Olam HaGashmi, is created l'shima sh'adam. Omnam hinei hu oimid b'shikul gadol. Im adam nimshach acha ha'olam u'misrachek mi'boirai. If the mensch goes after the olam, hinei hu miskalkel u'mekalkel ha'olam imoy. Then the mensch is miskalkel, becomes a fresser, he's attracted by all the Gashmius of this world, then who miskalkel and mekalkel ha'olam imoy? V'imu shoylet ba'atzmai. Avraham Avinu was called Avraham when he was shoylet on his ramach evarim. V'nidbak beboiroi. His dovek Bebeirei. But he's using, he has shaykhs with the world, with the Olam HaGashmi. Umnishtamish bina Olam, rak liyoslo lesiyu al avoid Bebeirei. He uses the Olam HaGashmi. Who misale? The Olam Atzmai misale imai. Then he's male, the world with him. Avom Avinu is roichev alachamar, shoylet ba'atzmai alachomris, umimele shneina orov, the koiches agashmis, ve'itoi, and he's male. Bilom is lehefech. Roichev alasoinoi, sinks to the gashmis, to the chaye haguv, and shneina orov imoi, the seichel sinks into the olam agashmi. The Rambam in the Agdomen of Seyd Ezraim has a zog Tchilas HaSeichel Yitzaya Shechur Ben HaNefesh V'tikun HaGuf V'tikun HaNefesh V'chur Ben HaGuf. A mensch is Seichel and Guf, Ruchnius and Gashmius. We're all made up of two parts, Ruchnius and Gashmius. Call it neshama and guf, if we'll be not so medayik in the different neshamas and neshama. Seichel and guf. The Rambam seichel was mechayev something which most people today don't understand. The Rambam seichel. Tchilas haseichel is mechayev. Tchilas haseichel yitzaya. Shechur ben hanefesh v'tikun haguf. If a mensch goes after tikkun haguf, if his whole life is about guf, 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 then he's machriv his nefesh. You can't have both. If you want tikkun hanefesh, it's churban haguf. Churban haguf doesn't mean to say that he kills himself. Churban haguf doesn't mean to say that he destroys his guf. It means he destroys a mahalach hachayim, which is all about gashmis. Tchilas aseichel, says the Rambam, is metzayeh. What do you want? Guf or nefesh? Ruchnius or gashmius? You can't have both. There are many, many people in the Olam, perhaps you call it the Olam HaTorah, Orthodox Jews, Al Kolponim, a very, very popular shita. Tikkun haguf v'tikkun hanefesh. I want both. I want to have a lot of money and I want to be a frum Jew. I'll give a lot of money and I'll give tzedakah. That way I'll be okay. Have both worlds. I'll be able to fresh in this world. I'll give a certain amount of my money away to tzedakah. I'll come to Olam Haba, I'll have Olam Haba. The Rambam says, you're mistaken. You know, Shaykh is the Seichel. Okay. Tchilas HaSeichel, the Yitzayah. The Rambam says, Pashut Svara. No, come on, it's the Rambam Svara. Maybe today, people's Seichel doesn't dictate like that. Maybe the reason is because they don't have seichel. Al kolponim, tchilas haseichel's mitzayah of the Rambam, you can't have both. If you want tikkun hanefesh, you want olam haba, then you can't make your whole life about tikkun haguf. Ka'omo, there's two mahalchim, there's two yeshivas, there's two mahalchim in life. Talmidov shel Avraham Avinu, Talmidov shel Bilam. And the Maral's Megale that the shoresh of these three things is roichev ala chamor or roichev ala osay. Are you elevating the chomrius? Are you being shoylet al atzmoy and lifting the chomrius? Or are you sinking to the chomrius and that's what your shlemus is, your ashlomer? Your life is about being married to the Chomrius. It's not a Chamor, it's an Osoin. Noshen Nekeva. Nekeva is Hashlome. All the freserai and all the gashmias of this world, that's what my life is about. That's what I'm interested in. Another good meal. A more chashuv bottle of wine. Extra taiva here, an extra taiva there. Chemdas a moment here, and chemdas a moment there. A big, huge house. Chashuv a car. Chashuv a clothing. That's what life's all about. No, that's not what life's all about. I give tzedakah. I give some of our money to people to learn Torah. Is that what your life's about? Well, that's just the teretz. And that way I can have my wine and my car and my this and my that. I'm a zvulun. And I have my yisachas working for me in Eretz Yisrael. Are you a zvulun? Pashtus, zvulun has to give half of his earnings to Yisachar. You want to live in a huge mansion, $5 million home? Yisachar has to live in a $5 million home in Eretz Yisrael. What? You want to have such chashuv wine? Zvulun also. And Yisachar also. You want to drive a Lexus? Zvulun, Yisachar also. How's he going to drive a Lexus? Where's he going to park it? And there's his soil. But Yisachar doesn't want it. Enochanam? Yisachar doesn't want it. Ah, you'll tell me, what do you mean? I don't have to give so much money to Yisachar. I'll have 20 Yisachars. 100 Yisachars. That way I'll be much better off. Poor old Yisachar. He just has one chedik of Torah. I can have my $5 million house, my Lexus, my choshuva wine, my this, my that, my the other. Go here and go there for vacations. Not the Eretz Yisrael. Go to better places. Go to Ichreis, rent some villa somewhere in south of France, Ichreis. That's what my life is. And I have my 20 Yisachas working for me. So I get my olam haba. Does it make any sense? Why not? Because the Rambam was quite a big bar seichel. The Rambam says tchila saseichel is mitzayer. The tikkun aguf brings chovan anefesh. So if you're into tikkun aguf, you can't have tikkun anefesh. No, maybe you'll employ your 20 yisachas to shlog up the Rambam. And then they produce a whole shtickle. Why we don't paskel like the Rambam? I mean, I've got to pay them. They've got to do something useful. The Yisod of Avram is he roichev ala chamar and the shnei ne'arav are only itoy. The Yisod of Bilam is his roichev ala osoin and the shnei ne'arav are imoy. Ma bein talmidov shel Avram Avinu the talmidov shel Bilam Aroshim. And this the choyre is what the Mishnah is coming to be mechadish. Talmido shel Avraham Avinu oichlin ba'olam hazeh ve'noichlin ha'olam haba shneema lahanchil o'av ha'yesh ve'itzoseim amal avol talmido shel Bilam Arosho yorshin kehinu v'yordin v'shochas shneema v'ato Elohim toridim v'shochas anshe domim u'mirma l'yechtzu yameim v'ani eftarim. Oh, so what's it being mechadish?
the Talmid of Avraham Avinu get on him up, and the Talmid of Bilam get Gehinnom. We need a whole Mishnah to be Mechadish after we've explained these three Midas Rais, so you don't get Olam Haba with these three Midas Rais. That's the Mishnah. Akino, Vataiva, Vakovain, Vatsibis Adam in Olam. Now, what's this Mishnah coming to tell me? A boy says, come and tell me a Meridika Chidish. One would have thought. The Talmid of Shalbila Marosha have Olam Hazeh. Benochalami don't have Olam Haba. They have Olam Hazeh. The Talmid of Shalavram, Chuben Aguf, you're telling me. Do you call it Chuben Aguf? They don't have Olam Hazeh. They have Olam Haba. No. The Mishnah is going to tell me. The Talmid of Avraham Avinu oichlin ba'olam hazeh, but oichlin olam haba. Shenema lahanchil oyava yesh v'itzroseim amalek. What's yesh? Yesh is a remez to olam haba. As I'll tell us, every tzaddik is osid lahanchil shloish mes v'asara olamo. Shenema lahanchil oyava yesh. But what's yesh mean by Pashtus? Yesh means mitzias. Olam Haba is the real mitzias. The Talmidim shel Avraham Avinu have what's real. They have Olam Hazeh. They're oichlim b'Olam Hazeh, so that they can learn shteig and be male Olam Hazeh. That's what Mesilas Yesharim tells us. Who miss Alev Oilam Oila Imoi? They have Oilam Hazeh. They're Oichlim Oilam Hazeh. They make Oilam Hazeh into something real. It's Chomrius. Yeah, but they're Male the Chomrius. Ramach Evorov Shel Avram. That's Avram. The Gematria of Avram is Ramach. Is Choymer, Ramach. But what's Ramach for Avraham Avinu? What's every Aver of Avraham Avinu? Every Aver of Avraham Avinu is a mitzvah, and if it's a mitzvah, it lasts forever. What happens to the guf of a mensch? L'choyre, how long does the guf last? A few years, then we put him in the kever and goodbye, and it all falls apart. Does it last forever? Yes, it can. If every Eva you turn into a mitzvah, so then the Eva be'etzem has kiyum nitzchi. But actually, it's kipshuto has kiyum nitzchi. Because in Tchias HaMesim, every Eva that was used for mitzvahs will come back and be remade, and it'll last forever. Avraham Avinu has yesh. V'itzroseim amalei. The Oitzrois, Mistama Meramis, Tetifin Yonim in Shamayim, Oilam Agonus, which Rabbi Yisrael fills them with what? Money? Don't be silly. Oilam Haba, Ruchnius, reality, real, Dveikus Bashem Yisbarach, true Metzias, that's what a Talmid of Shel Avraham Avinu are. And the Talmid of Shebilam, who are busy fressing this world. L'chayre, you would have thought they had this world. They have the opposite. They have garnish. Nothing. Hair there. We're going to nothingness. Yoshim Gehin, the Yodim Le'Beshachas. Beshachas is nothingness, distraction. Why? Because their whole life is about nothingness. If your life is about fressing this world, it's nothing. If your life is having a big house in this world, it's garnish. If it's ayin or raw, v'ruach gavoya v'nefesh rechova, then the person's always chaser. The person walks around like a big balgaiva. He's better than nothing, there's nothing there. What's the problem with the gaiva? It's a big sheker. He's not what he is, he's pretending.
The nefesh rechava, more and more money.
Oyev kesev leyizba kesev.
Hakino va'atayva ve'akovet is metzidis adam min ha'olam. It's going to go to nothing. Gashmius l'shem gashmius is nothing. Shenema v'ato elokim taridem leveshachas. Anshei domim u'mirma. Anshei domim are people who want to kill, destroy. That's what their life's about.
He's a knacker, he's a big guy, Bilom. All the malachim used to come to him and ask their shailas. He's a choshev person. You can't go with such poshut as sarim. I need to go with more choshev, covered. I need more money. You know what I'm worth. Meloi beisoi. Money, money, money. He goes from one end of the world to the other just to get his money. And that's how he died. When he went off to collect his schar. Destroy Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Itzlan, Anshei Domim, Umirma. It's all blufferai. His whole life is a blufferai. There's nothing real. People live with a whole life of Mirma, of Ramos. Look what he says. The Sarim come to him. Vayom aleim linu pay halayla vashivoyse eschem tovol kashe yidave Hashem eloi havaya. So according to Rashi, he was a Novi already. According to the Ramban, he wasn't a Novi. He was a Koisin. With no Shaykhus in the Nevi'us. In the end, everybody's masking in the end with the Brachas in the Nevi'us. But who was he Be'etzim? According to the Ramban, he was a Koisin. So what was he going to do? A few tricks and come back in the morning and say, with Kishuv, he got a message from heaven. According to the Arachayim HaKadosh, he was one big rabbi. He wasn't even a Koisin. Didn't even know Kishuv. What was his career about? How did he get with Sichon? He was a perceptive man. And Sichon is about to do battle with Moav, and he comes running up to Sichon, and he figured Sichon's going to win this war. So he comes up to Sichon, he says, I'll give a big klala to Moav. You don't have to pay me now, you get paid according to the results. And then he comes along and says, no, it's only because of my klala that you won. And that's what he did the whole time. You know, you have all these people nowadays, psyches and all these spiritualists and all these people. You think any of them know anything? You really think? I think they have a good thing going for them. There's tzmimim in the world that come to them. And it's not only in the Goyisha world, Rabbi say. How many of these bluffer eyes would be marich are in the so-called frum world? This mekubel and that mekubel and this one and that one and the other one. This one knows chochmas apautzuf, and this one knows chochmas ayad, and this one knows that, the other. Rachman and it's none. When any of these things are involved in money, ask them how they explain the Mishnah, Dishtamish Betoga Cholof. They're using the Keser HaMelech, which the Arizal, the new Kabbalah, said it applies to using Sheamus. And the Ramchal, calls the new Kabbalah, says it applies to using Sheamus. Ishtamish Betoga, the Keser HaMelech, if you're using that for the wrong purposes, cholof. Look, before you go there, ask them how they explain that. Why are you charging so much money? It's not a kardum lachma bo, v'chule v'chule. Oh, but Pliny goes, and look how he was matzliach, this one goes, that one goes, the other one goes. You know any Torah? Well, you know a few tricks. You can dress up and you can fool people. I once went to a tish years and years ago, and the maisa, we came there about 2 hours after Shabbos, and they were davening musaf. It wasn't in Yerushalayim, it was in somewhere else. They were davening musaf, and then there was the tish, and Rebbe spoke. So I didn't know Yiddish in those days. So I asked the chassidim, what did he say? Obviously, didn't have that many chassidim either. But I don't know, listening, but I asked him, what did he say? Oh, we can't listen to Shvashtay. Yeah, you can't understand what the Rebbe said. He says, yeah, you can't understand. But what did he say? We can't even say it over. No. Wish I could get away with that. I give him schmooze. I'll say, oh, it's a Irish guy. I wouldn't have to prepare anything. Walk in. Be able to sit and learn. Why do I have to sit and prepare a schmooze and break my head for every week? Come along. Trouble is, I don't know how to get the oil on to think of actually saying something. Maybe you're tired and you do. That's all the schmooze. And then people don't understand what you're saying. No, okay. So Al Koponim, the Arachayim HaKadosh says, he was one big bluffer, one big fool, he didn't have any koiches. Anshei Mirma, people who live like that, the whole Yiddishkeit is one big ramos. They do mitzvahs, are they mitzvahs? You know anything about Torah? You got your Yisachas learning for you. Do you ever daven properly? Well, you come to the Rebbe that you support a lot and give him a lot of money, and then you sit in front in the davening. The Rebbe davens. What do I have to daven for? I said to the Mekubal that he fiddles around in Shomai. What do I have to do? When people came to ask the stipler to daven, he refused to daven. You couldn't ask the stipler to daven. A bracha, you give you a bracha. You couldn't ask him to daven. So a friend of mine didn't know the rules. He had a very sick son. And he asked the stipler to daven. I don't know exactly what he said. He was very, very negative. So he wrote, Tfilas Tzadik. He had to write to the stipler. The stipler then took his hand and explained to him for 10 minutes the God of the tefillah, his koyach ha-tefillah is more than any other person's koyach ha-tefillah. The tefillah of the mensch who's in the tzar, say by Yishmael, by Yishmael Ikim is kol ana ba'ashev hu sham, more than Hogo was a big tzadekes, the person who's in the tzar. Steinman if he knew that a person didn't believe in tefillah, he wouldn't even give a bracha. You just use, he's got the hotline to Shamayim, and it's not Machayev me. No, Cholila. A bracha, you used to say, a bifas hedjit, I can give you. His brachas were very dika brachas. But you patter yourself with the Rebbe, with the Baba, with the this, with the Yisachas. What about you? I confess and I can have oilam hazah. Anshei domim u'mirma. They won't even live half their life out. By Bilom is Mekuyim Mamash, he died at 33. Didn't even reach 35. So the Maral, if you get to over half, is then Rubei Kekulei. Lo yechzu yemeyim means the Bichlal, he didn't have any Metzius. His life was gornished. He didn't even have a Chaim. Not even Ruba de Chaim. Because the whole of Bilam's Mahalach is a Mahalach of nothingness. Even though Lichoira, that's what the Mishnah's be Mechadish does. Lichoira, that's Oilam Hazah. I have Oilam Hazah. I have the Osoin. Roichavala Osoin. Shnei Ne'orim Imoin. That's a mahalach from nothingness. Beshachas, Mirma, Anshei Domim, Lo Yechetzu Yemeim. Oh, but Talmidim Shel Avraham Avinu, where it's real, is the Hanchiv of a Yesh. Oichlim Be'olam Azeh, Ve'noichlim Olam Abba. There are two mahalchim in life, Rabbi Yisai. Two ways to live your life. Make Olam Azeh your Iker, is Chuvan HaNefesh, is nothingness. Make your Nefesh the Iker, is Oichlim Be'olam Azeh, your Male Olam Azeh. That's Yesh, that's Metzius, that's real. We live a life where our life is to reach beyond this world, to get to what's real. What's real is HaKadosh Baruch. When you reach HaKadosh Baruch and bring HaKadosh Baruch into the world, then you can turn the world into reality. If you put HaKadosh Baruch out of the world, HaKino, V'ataiva, V'akovet, that's what it's all about, is Boitzinis HaAdam Min HaOyim, is a life of nothingness. We have to decide, since the Mishnah, we learned this parasha. The parasha, Chazal learned the parasha, and the parasha talked to them. The Chazal learned the parasha, this parasha is showing me two mahalchim, Talmid of Shel Avraham, Talmid of Shel Bilam. You can't be in both yeshivas. You're either Talmid Shel Avraham, or you're a Talmid of Bilam. And that's why Lichoira said, there's lots of tzaddikim in the world. So you're talking, okay, Avraham was the Haschal of Klal Yisrael. But why Talmid Shel Bilam? There are lots of Rishayim in the world. Because there are two Mahalchim, and there are only two Mahalchim. There's nothing in between. Tchila Saseichel is Yitzayah, or Tikkun HaNefesh, Nchum Naguf. There's nothing in between. There's Talmidim Shel Avraham, there's Talmidim Shel Bilam. Decide, who do you want to be a Talmid of?